A new attraction launches at Chattanooga's Ruby Falls. This attraction is called the Ruby Falls Zipstream Aerial Adventure. It's an obstacle course that allows patrons to climb trees, walk on swinging rope bridges, and balance on high wires, and do it all high atop Lookout Mountain with the scenic city below. Don Stock is the president of the Adventure Guild, which is the company that designed and built this course. He says the course offers challenges for both beginners and experienced climbers.
This particular project, there's two courses, a total of 20 elements, and there are elements and obstacles, and there's bridges and nets and wires and walkways. It's a high wire adventure really strung through the trees. And each one of these, this particular design, there's two courses, and both of them end in a zip line. The green is a shorter zip line, and the blue course is a longer one. And they theoretically get harder and higher as you go through the colors. So here, phase one for here is the blue and the green, and they're up and ready for people to come and hang out with us.
Stock says his company, the Adventure Guild, creates rock climbing courses and rappelling courses, as well as Zipstream aerial courses high above the trees. He also says Zipstream is a new product for the Adventure Guild.
And they're patterned after these aerial adventure courses, or patterned after air adventure courses from Western Europe. But the style and the design that they use, especially for belay systems in the UK and France and places, continuous belays. They're not secure enough for here in the U.S. We've developed the Zipstream model to be aerial adventure courses for the U.S. market.
The belay system that Stock talks about is a crucial part of Zipstream. It involves a special kind of clip that keeps climbers safe and secure. When a climber goes through the course, the clip, as well as ropes and harnesses and guide wires, will keep the climber from falling to the ground.
The whole system, the beauty of this is that the belay system can't be disconnected from. You can never, it's a self-guided, in the mode that we're running it now, it's a self-guided experience, which means a person gets up, once they're connected into the course, they move from element to element themselves until they get to the zip line, and then our staff meet them at the zip line and send them down. But the belay system is a relatively brand new system. It's only about a year and a half old, that requires keys to move from each individual element. So once you're connected, you literally can't get out of the system until one of our staff lets you out. And so that allows the participants to have input. They're moving from element to element, they're transferring, but they're always continuously locked in. So it's pretty exciting. It's going to change a lot of things in our industry.
Another revolutionary aspect of the Ruby Falls course is the terrain. It's on a slope near the Ruby Falls entrance. That steep, lofty terrain influenced the course design.
The interesting piece of this is the first time we've built in this style. And I've built a lot of things. We're an accredited vendor with the Professional Ropes Course Association, and we're just beginning the accreditation process with the Association for Challenge Course Technology. So we built a bunch of stuff, but never in this style, because this is a new product. And so a lot of it we dreamed on paper. A lot of it we just kind of adapted from some other things that we've seen. Then the rest of it we just figured out as we went. Also, the beauty of this course is that it is all in the trees. And so one of the big goals we have with Zipstream, being an experiential education company at heart, is we want people off their couches, out of their living rooms, out of the inside of buildings, and to re-interface with creation. And we want them in nature. You know, we want them to experience. I mean, how often do you get to experience being 40, 50 feet up in a tree? And I kind of want to bring the spirit of play to this, you know, get people out of the mundane, what they've always done or always spent their Saturday doing or whatever, come out, hang out, get outside, and hopefully spark in them a desire to continue to get outside.
And if you do get outside and try the adventure courses, you'll get a treat at the end, a zip line. It allows you to leap off a platform and practically fly above the city. It's an exhilarating journey, hundreds of feet long.
The one coming off of the green is about 130 feet, and then the one coming off the blue is right at 300.
What does it feel like going down it?
It's a rush. It's fun. Yeah, we got it just fast enough to make you think you might not stop at the end, but it's dialed just right so that you do.
Finally, Stock says, hopefully, the adventure course at Ruby Falls is just the beginning.
I hope that this is just the beginning of these kinds of projects. I mean, we have a vision for more courses here, But this also is, ZipStream as a brand is just a means to an end. There's a greater project that we have on a, from a global scale that we have a vision for. We're calling the Robinhood Project. And what we would like to do is get to the place where we we're installing these in cooperation with some other agencies and some other businesses and some other vendors and some mission agencies that we work with to put these in places in the third world where there's tourist trade, but then use that to fund very organic kind of ministry type stuff like clean water projects and health and education and all kinds of really cool things that usually doesn't happen with tourist dollars.
More information about the Ruby Falls ZipStream Aerial Adventure Course is on our blog, as well as photographs and videos of the course. You'll find that on the Around and About page at wutc.org. And for Around and About, I'm Michael Edward Miller.